The human spirit is unconquerable. We are individuals and we are sovereign, born with unlimited potential, gifted from our creator. Our mission is to break free from the systems that bind us.
I volunteer as tribute.
We strive for peace and prosperity and overcome all challenges, roadblocks, and obstacles. We are empowered because we think for ourselves and we act for ourselves. We are self-reliant and independent, but guided by the wisdom of those who share our values.
What possible difference can I make?
There is no government, no ruler, nor ideas that are able to stop us. We are driven to succeed because we seek political freedom, financial freedom, and spiritual freedom.
It's all for nothing if you don't have freedom.
This is Mike Corbell, and you are listening to The Invictus Mind.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Invictus Mind podcast. This is, of course, your host, Mike Corbell. I want to start off by letting everyone know that this will be the final episode for 2021. With the holiday season now officially here, I want to allow everyone the opportunity to fully appreciate time with their family, their loved ones, and celebrate however you do, whether that be for Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Boxing Day, or a Festivus for the rest of us. I encourage you for this season to be of good cheer, and if only for a short time, forget everything else that is happening in this world. But since you are here and listening to me for this episode, I want to thank everyone who has returned, and if this is your first time here, I do want to acknowledge you because this is the right place to be. On this show, we discuss how to achieve political freedom, financial freedom, and spiritual freedom. I want to first share something I found on Facebook today. I'll tell you my thoughts about it briefly, but then, like I mentioned, it's going to be time for me to let the bad news of the world drift away. But I read this meme and it made me chuckle a little bit, but then shake my head in disarray. As I read this, you'll understand why in a minute, so here it goes. If the new scariant was only found in South Africa on the 24th of November and named Omicron by the WHO on the 26th of November, how the hell are there now over 30 books available on Amazon about this strain? Can anyone please help? Am I missing something here? They were all published between the 27th of November and the 2nd of December, which seems very strange to me. You know, at the bottom of this meme, there are a bunch of pictures of books with the word Omicron in the title. And of course, I had to see this for myself if it was true, so I checked it out. You can go to Amazon and there are, in fact, several books with the title Omicron discussing the COVID variant. Of course, the word Omicron isn't new. It is, after all, a letter in the Greek alphabet, as such as was Delta and Theta and Phi. And if you've ever been to a college fraternity, you probably are more familiar with all the Greek letters than I am. I was never in a frat, so I don't know all the letters, but the names of all these variants are all following suit. Honestly, I think the word Omicron is much scarier sounding than the word Delta. But from all the medical information I've seen so far, this variant is less lethal than all the others, even if it is more contagious. But most people wouldn't know that from watching the news, so the hype continues. You know, if you haven't realized by now, Corona is not going to go away. It's just going to keep changing and transferring and mutating because that's what all viruses do. So, as far as the news goes, we're going to have Omicron and whatever other letters of the alphabet continue to go forth. But I like how the meme said, the new scariant, because that's what the government wants to do. They want to scare you into thinking that this is some kind of disaster that continues to go on for years and years and years. Look, I know there will be people listening to this episode who's going to tell me that they had a friend or family member die of this virus. And though I feel bad for them, that still does not warrant all the nonsense we have seen in this world over this bug. Let me share something with everyone. I don't know whether it will be Delta or Omicron or the XYZ variant. This is what I know. Everyone is going to get it at some point. The effect it has on you has to do with your age, your health, your diet, your immune system, and a myriad of other factors, just like every other virus encounters. You know, just in the last couple of weeks, there was a minor scare in my family over this stuff. My wife got sick the other day. She had a sore throat, was coughing, and was congested. And naturally, she was concerned, so she went to a testing facility where they told her she did not have COVID. That did give her a sense of relief, but still, she knew it was a responsible thing to do the right thing and stay home from work until she felt better. She had a cold, not COVID, and though I thought I might get a cold too, but I take regular regimen of vitamin C and zinc tablets and we eat relatively healthy, I did not get sick. However, at the same time, I did get a call from my ex-wife telling me that her husband did, in fact, get COVID. So I guess my ex and my daughter also tested positive. This, of course, did raise a concern for a minute, but you want to know what happened? My daughter, who is only 11 years old, felt sick for like one day. She told me she had a scratchy throat, had a headache and a fever, and really wanted to sleep the entire day. But she was forced to stay at home from school for a period of 2 weeks, and while my daughter's mom also had this poor little girl quarantined in her bedroom the entire time, I know for a fact that she felt better in just 2 days. Nevertheless, the school made her test again before she was able to return to school, and when she got there, she still had to wear that stupid mask. But the good news is that my little girl is smart enough to realize that the masks, as well as the vaccine that her stepfather and mother took, did not do a darn thing to prevent her from getting sick for a day. Now she better understands me, her father, when I was so adamant about the stupidity of these measures. It's been 2 years and I still haven't taken the vaccine, I still refuse to wear a mask anywhere, and I still have not gotten sick. I guess now I can hope that this show doesn't get canceled for me sharing this with y'all. But the moral of the story is, while COVID can be dangerous to many people of a certain demographic, for most people it's going to pass like a seasonal flu or a seasonal cold, and I'm really tired of this narrative. But going back to that meme I read, it just baffles me that they have books written about a variant that literally just came out a couple of days ago. Nobody can really tell which variant you have. They can't tell whether you have Delta or Omicron or any of the other variant strains that come out there, but yet they have books written about the subject, and there's mass hysteria everywhere in the news, everywhere you look. So I can understand why people call this pandemic, they call it a scamdemic or a plandemic, and you don't have to just listen to me rant about it. There are all kinds of people who agree with what I'm saying. Just don't buy the hype. This narrative is stupid, and we just need to continue living our lives. But I digress. I'm over the bad news for now. Everyone in my family got sick. They all got healthy again. And as far as I'm concerned, this chapter is now over for my family. So, moving forward. You know, I've had this podcast for 2 years now. It's really been a lot of fun talking to as many people as I have. And I think I've had an interview in almost every state of this country. When I first got started, I tracked this for about the first 30 episodes of this show. And at that time, I think I hit 26 different states. But I'd probably have to go back now and count to see if I've had one in every state for sure. But what I do know about this podcast is that the audience has extended to every state in this country as well as numerous countries around the world. And that's all of you out there, so once again, I am thankful for that. But as I reflect on what I have done with this show, I have been thinking recently about how I can make it even better. Most of this audience probably also listens to a few of the podcasts I also listen to, and of course, all the other great shows that may exist out there. But the time has come for me to really break out on my own and focus on what the thing I need to do to drive this thing to where it needs to be. I recently enrolled in a podcasting class put up by Jason Stapleton. And I do understand that he's not the biggest show out there, but I've been listening to this dude for quite a while, and I do believe his coaching is on par with almost anything else I've seen out there. I also had the opportunity to speak with Mark Clare from the Lions of Liberty podcast. I know I've interviewed both of them for this show, but this time around, I just wanted to get a little coaching in order to tweak the things that I've been doing. Mark asked me to give a shout out for him as he is starting his own consulting practice, as if I wouldn't do that. I do consider both Jason Stapleton and Mark Clare to be very influential in their own circles and inspirations to myself. So I do recommend everyone listening to this show also check out these two great podcasters. So moving forward, I will be making some subtle changes to this podcast. Now, I haven't decided if I'm going to be making a new intro or not, though some people have told me they really like the intro I currently have. And if you've been listening to me since 2020, some people have also told me that they liked my other show intro, but that's obviously not the most important part of a show for me to worry about. It is the thing that grabs your attention immediately, but I have really learned that the purpose of even having a podcast is to build celebrity and authority in order to influence your audience to take some kind of action. You know, since COVID, I think there's been hundreds of thousands, if not millions of podcasters that have started, and all of this just adds to the noise that is found on the internet. Everyone with an opinion wants to share it, and even if I would say 75% of those opinions do not need to be shared, I would probably even throw myself into that category. My opinion is, of course, valid to me, but you're all not looking for me to give you more information, but what you really want is to be led to make a decision in order to better yourself. Now, I know that probably sounds very pompous and arrogant of me, but tell me this isn't the truth. Every week you come here to listen to inspiring stories about politics, religion, and even business. But I know that you don't come here just to hear those stories, but you really want to know if I live up to the principles that I talk about. Well, I can assure you that I do, or at least I try to on most days. But you really want to know what my superpowers are. You're dying to see if you can find something to relate to. You want to know what my thoughts and feelings are about current events, what values I have that you also share, and how and if I look at the world the way you do. What do I think about business, success, time, health, politics, religion, marriage, and everything else? Of course, subtly, I have been sharing that stuff with you, but now it's time for me to really let you know what I've been up to. When I spoke to Mark about my show, he told me that I had a really great conversational style, as well as some other things I felt were compliments. But he also reminded me that I need to start building a tribe. If I'm going to compete with these other shows out there, I need to be a thought leader and have a higher purpose for everyone to cling to. I don't want to just be another libertarian voice and all that noise, but I want to really share my knowledge and experience with the audience. So I promise I will do that. And if you haven't figured out what exactly Invictus means, you should after listening to this entire episode, but definitely going forward in future episodes. I was challenged to go back to the beginning of my podcast and really listen to myself on those recordings to see where and if there were any changes to my style, my philosophy, and my message. Now, I know for sure that I have gotten better at speaking in this microphone, but surprisingly, although the world has changed, my message has not. I still really believe a lot of the same stuff I did when I first got started, and my avatar, or ideal listener for those who haven't heard of that word, is roughly the same. So as a special treat for those who became fans later in my podcasting career, I'm going to share the very first episode with you right now. It's about 15 minutes long, and you can see where everything got started for me. I know the sound quality will be different, the music has changed a little bit, but if you want a sense of where I am going in 2022, I am going back to my roots, and you can see that just by listening to the remainder of this show. As for the tribe I am building, I will say this. I have reopened my private Facebook group called The Invictus Mind. You can connect with me there and feel free to share your ideas of what you need to do to become Invictus. And so now, without any further ado, here is my very first episode I ever recorded, entitled Episode 00, How to Change the World, or How I Built My Avatar.
Hello, this is Mike Corbell. Each and every person is a sovereign individual, born with a spark of divinity, with unique and unlimited potential. But every one of us will face unique challenges, obstacles, or roadblocks. There are systems in this world that may be built against our own best interests. Governments use force to coerce and compel us. Sometimes we build systems in our very own head. In each episode, we will look at these systems, these roadblocks, the things that prevent us from reaching our true potential. We will discuss how to break free and regain our sovereignty, how we can become the master of our fate and the captain of our soul.
An old man, a boy, and a donkey were going to town. The boy rode on a donkey, and the old man walked beside him. As they went along, they passed some people who remarked, "It was a shame the old man was walking and the boy was riding." They thought maybe the critics were right, so they changed positions. Later, they passed some people who remarked, "What a shame, he makes that little boy walk." Then they decided they would both walk.
Soon they passed some people who thought they were stupid to walk when they had a decent donkey to ride. So they both decided to ride a donkey. Now they passed some people who shamed them by saying how awful it was to put such a load on a poor donkey. The boy and the old man said they were right, so they decided to carry the donkey. As they crossed the bridge, they lost their grip of the animal and it fell into the river and drowned. The moral of the story? If you try to please everyone, you might as well kiss your ass goodbye. Hi, this is Mike Corbell. Thank you for listening to the very first episode of The Invictus Mind. I wanted to start with that story of the donkey and the old man because recently I gave it to a Toastmasters group as part of my icebreaker speech. I was trying to decide what I would be talking about. Really, the source of this podcast is all about me. And I knew sooner or later that I would be offending somebody. That's why I love podcasting so much. You can listen to anything that you want to, on any subject, on any topic, and people who like you will listen, and people who don't, well, they can just change the channel. So I'm going to be starting off this first episode talking about what the Invictus Mind is all about. I've been inspired for the last 2 years to actually start podcasting. I noticed that I'm a very smart individual. I have a lot to say, and sometimes I like to argue with people and get into fights on social media, and that just never is a good idea. So I figured if I channel all that energy into something that's productive and creative, I can actually get my message out for more people to hear it. And if I do offend you, well, I can't help it. Change your channel. Don't listen to me. But if you stick around long enough to hear my thoughts, to see what I have to say, and this relates to you in any way, then great, I'll be thankful. Please subscribe and continue listening. My story starts some 30 years ago. As a boy in 8th grade, I would wander around the town with my friend Chris, and we would just talk about life. What kind of things does a boy in 8th grade talk about in life? One would assume mainly girls. We definitely talked about girls. We talked about school. We talked about coming into high school. We talked about college. I remember we talked about the Bulls. This was back in the early 90s when Michael Jordan was at his prime and before he started winning all his championships. But mainly we just talked and we walked around town. We never caused trouble. We just talked about life. And it was something that always stuck with me. I always liked talking about life. What is life all about? What kind of things are there in the world that are interesting? That people like to share? That people like to listen to? What kind of ideas are out there? And that's how I developed who I was. Over the years, as I grew and I read and I learned, I engaged with many awesome people. I developed a few ideologies of my own. And this is where I will begin my offensive talk. You see, I talk about things that people don't like to talk about politics, about religion, about business. Those are all the things that formed my character, who I am, what I'm all about. So in this podcast, you will discover many of the things that I like, that I have interest in me. I plan on interviewing many different people of all different walks of life, and I will engage some of these types of conversations in the podcast going forward. But I'll first share my political ideology. Now, this has taken a long time for me to reach this point. But on any given day, I'll probably upset both Republicans and Democrats. I don't like labels too much, but I guess you would call me a libertarian. There are 7 words to describe this ideology. Don't hurt me, don't take my stuff. I believe in small or no government, self-ownership, peace, tolerance, and the free market. Chances are, if you're a Republican, we're going to disagree about the war on drugs, the war on terrorism, and the police state. And if you're a Democrat, you may go crazy when we discuss economics, climate change, or the need to protect people from hate speech. And although talking about the government can sometimes be fun, it often leads to a road of negativity. There are many things we can't control, like taxation, and war, and injustices, and police. And there are a plethora of political talk shows. The Invictus Mind is not about that. We want to discuss how to become free within our own minds. because if every person in this country knew the power they have to free themselves, that it was in their own mind, the country would never be the same. And of course, many people believe life has a much deeper meaning than mere politics. So here's the second offensive part about myself. There are about 4,200 religions on this planet, and if there are that many gods, I have found the one to worship that is often misunderstood. In fact, Christians resent it as one of their own sects. You see, I'm a Mormon. I belong to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. A common question people ask me is if I have multiple wives, as if it were offensive if I did. Then I hear people tell me that I believe in a different Jesus, or that Joseph Smith, the founder of the church, was a gold digger. And finally, there are those who think it's crazy that Mormons believe that when we die, we get our own planet to rule. Is that offensive? Perhaps. But I digress. I've heard it all, and is still firm in my belief of the living prophets and of continuing the revelation. So part of the Invictus Mind, we will be discussing different religions, different theologies, different things that cause people to value their life and where they get their strength from. There is another subject I would like to discuss on the Invictus Mind. It does define my personality. I remember once getting into an argument with my ex-wife when I told her I didn't want to have a job. I said job, J-O-B, meant just over broke, or jail of the busted. I said I am unemployable and I cannot see myself asking another man or woman for money, or where I can live, or when I have to wake up, or spend more time with my family. I could not let anyone define how much my time was worth. Being an entrepreneur is offensive. When people realize that I can come and go as I please, do whatever I want with my family whenever, and that there is no limit on my income earning ability, and that I can work hard with who I want and never let anyone dictate anything to me. It's offensive to be an entrepreneur with big dreams and big goals, and little by little actually achieve them. It's offensive to some people that you're not living inside a box. So now we come to the word Invictus. What does that word mean, Invictus? That strange-sounding word from the Greek language of so long ago. The word for me means many things, but simply put, it means unconquerable. I first heard of the word about 5 years ago, and ever since I heard the word, it has changed my life. In a movie by the same name, the character played by Morgan Freeman was Nelson Mandela, as he was speaking to the leader of the rugby team from South Africa. Nelson Mandela spoke about this poem, Invictus, which he read to himself for 27 years while incarcerated, and it reminded him that he had the power in his own mind to change his fate. But I digress. For a moment, I will talk about this podcast. You see, when I was learning how to put together a podcast, I referenced a lot of lessons from John Lee Dumas and his Podcaster's Paradise. And he said that if you want to have a good podcast, you need to create an avatar. So I thought, who is my avatar? Who would want to listen to this podcast? Probably somebody like myself with three offensive personality types. But I'm sure there's a few more people who want to listen to it. And so as I was thinking about the word Invictus, I was thinking about my avatar at the same time. So here's how you change the world, or how I built my own avatar. You're driving a car sitting in traffic. You look similar to five other people around you. They're headbanging their music, talking on the phone, listening to the droning voice of AM radio covering the football game, or maybe some podcast about starting a business or a political show, and realizing that they have contributed nothing. Traffic is thick. You're driving your Ford, or your Chevy, or your Hyundai, or Toyota, or Nissan, or any number of cheap vehicles, and you're moving at a snail's pace. The Tesla in the right lane is sitting a guy who is too vain to know no one cares about his meeting with the executive at 9 o'clock. In the left lane, there is a Subaru with a coexist bumper sticker on top of a series of other messages, at least 25 of them telling you to resist, or support the union, vote green, raise the minimum wage, end fracking, or to turn in your guns. Do you think to yourself, is this person doing anything important? You get to the office maybe a couple minutes early, maybe a couple minutes late. Either way, you have 8 hours ahead of you. You know you're in a similar situation as was Peter in the movie Office Space, where you have 8 bosses handing you memos about the changes to procedure and TPS reports. At home, you have a wife, 2 kids, a dog, and a worn-out couch waiting for you. They will be happy to spend 2 hours with Daddy before bedtime, and once again up at 6 o'clock every day, Monday through Friday. On Saturdays, your honey-do list is addressed. One less thing to repair, to clean, to organize, but by 6 p.m. you find 3 more items that have been added to the list that will never be blank. Little Bobby needs to go to t-ball practice. Cindy needs to go to dance lesson. Spots needs a haircut and a nail clipping, but the grooming appointment's on the other side of town. You'll be in the car for at least 4 hours today. When you get home, it'll be time for dinner. Maybe then afterwards, the family can all sit on a couch and watch America's Got Talent or some other dumb show on the box hanging from your wall. On Sunday, you get to sleep in. Maybe you go to church, maybe you don't. But you don't want to miss out on the laying of the couch for the rest of the day watching your favorite football team, and then watching your second favorite, because you need to know something to talk about with every other person at the water cooler again on Monday who is average and ordinary, just like you. Wait, that isn't you. You were meant for so much more. You are powerful. You are intelligent. You are influential. You were born for much, much more. But what should you do? Do you have imposter syndrome? Do you feel you're not adequate enough to share your ideas? Do you feel you really can't change the world? Are you one of those who are living quiet lives of desperation? Are you one of those whose bosses dictate so much of our lives? Are you one of those who complains about the government all day long and only votes to make a difference? Are you one of those living paycheck to paycheck? Are you one of those who struggles to find religion and wishes that something more can be done? Or do you have the courage to become unconquerable? Do you have the courage to find your true potential? As old Dr. Albert Schweitzer said, success is not the key to happiness, but happiness is the key to success. Do you have what it takes to become happy? Do you have the Invictus mind?
Out of the night that covers me, black as the pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. In the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud. Under the bludgeonings of chance, my head is bloody but unbowed. Beyond this place of wrath and tears looms but the horror of the shade, and yet the menace of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how strait the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll, I am the master of my fate, I am the captain of my soul.
All right, well, that's the end of my episode for today. I once again want to thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for sharing this message with those who need to hear it the most. I want everyone to have a very Merry Christmas and celebrate whatever holiday is your choice of holiday to celebrate this time of year. We will be returning back in January of 2022, which is only a couple weeks away. And we will have some more interviews, some more great topics to talk about. You're definitely going to learn more about myself and what I have done in my life to make myself as free as I possibly can. And what I want to continue to do is share some more great news with all of you who are willing to listen. Have an awesome day, and we'll see you next year.